A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yom Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Erevin Lamed, Erevin 30A, pagination page 59. I'm going to read, though, an introduction, two lines from the beginning of the Perek, where the Mishnah introduced the Perek. So, if you want to follow me quickly, we're on Chaf Vav Amud Beis, 26b, pagination 52. You can follow or just listen orally. Three lines from the bottom of the page, in the middle of the line. Ma'arvin l'nozir b'yayin. When you want to make, let's say, Eruv Techumen, for example, you're allowed to use wine even if the person who's making the Eruv is a Nazir. Why? Because apparently for use in an Eruv Techumen, all you need is that it be legitimate food to somebody. The fact that it's legitimate food to somebody is sufficient, even though this person himself is forbidden from drinking wine. Uli Yisrael betruma. And likewise, a Yisrael can use teruma, the tithe, which is only permitted to the Kohanim, he's allowed to use it for his Erev Techumen, because it doesn't be that he actually is able to eat it, it just has to be legitimate food to another Jew, and that's sufficient. What this obviously opens up for us is how far do you take this? How legitimate does the food need to be in order to be acceptable? So let's continue our discussion on today's daf. So we're on Erevin Lamed, Erevin 30A, pagination 59, five lines from the bottom, in the middle of the line. Kikar zu alai, if a person says, this loaf of bread should be forbidden to me, in a time where vows were apparently much more common than they are today, we frown greatly on vows, we're afraid there'll be a violation. But in a time when vows were more common, a person might go ahead and say, this loaf should be forbidden to me. Says the Gemara, ma'arvin loba. You could still use it when you make the man's Erev Techumen. Whether he's making it or someone else is making it for him, it's fine. You can use it as an Erev Techumen because it's still permitted to somebody. Everybody else it's permitted to. It's a unique thing with him that he can't, and it's certainly no worse than a Yisrael not being able to eat teruma and still being allowed to use it as his Erev Techumen to project his residence to that location. He has to leave foodstuffs, and Chazal are defining foodstuffs in such a manner that's fairly liberal. Kikerzu hektish, but if the man made it hektish, ein ma'arvin loba, you can't use it as an Erev, lefishe ein ma'arvin lo behekdeshos, because you're not allowed to benefit from hektish. That's the wording of the Gemara. What you do see clearly is that even though this item is personally forbidden to me, I'm still allowed to use it as an Eruv. Let's see a third case, also fascinating, on the bottom line of the Gemara. Ma'arvin l'nazir b'yayin v'li Yisrael b'truma. Our Mishnah told us that you're allowed to use wine for a Nazir and Truma for Yisrael. That's the opinion of Beis Hillel. Amulam Beis Hillel l'Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai apparently disagreed and said you can't do such an Eruv. And Beis Hillel said, Iatem Modin, don't you agree? Listen to this proof. Shama Arvin l'gadol b'yom ha-kipurim. That you're allowed to make an Eruv Techumen for an adult Jew, even for Yom Kippur. Now, Yom Kippur, there are a lot of things you're not allowed to do similar to Shabbos. One of the things you're not allowed to do is leave the Tchum. So this person wanted to be able to visit his rabbi and still daven in his famous shul. So he wants to put an Erev Techumen in between for a purpose of a mitzvah. He wants to put an Erev Techumen in between. Now, we have a bit of a problem here. Because Erev Techumen works that you leave food to project your dwelling place on this new location, which is out of the city. And this guy on Yom Kippur, is going to be stuck because no one's eating anything on Yom Kippur. What does it mean, foodstuffs? No foodstuffs are permitted to me. Take a look at Rashi. The top line, inner commentary. Shema arvin legodol, lemishehu gadol, shehevi shtei sairus, an adult, shechayev beinoid, that is obligated in the fast, v'af agav delemocha lo chazile, even though tomorrow he's not going to be able to eat it. So maybe this is worse than truma to a yisrael. But he's proving, Beis Hillel is proving that wine to a nazir should be the same as food to a gadol on Yom Kippur. Hoil v'chazi l'katan. Since a child is allowed to eat it. A child, we don't encourage him to fast until very close to bar mitzvah, whatever, but there's a child who's permitted in eating, and therefore the foodstuff is considered legitimate foodstuffs. Question that is addressed in halacha, taking this a little bit more practical, is that truma, going back to the case of truma, truma nowadays might be considered food that cannot be eaten by any person, any Jew. Because truma, nowadays, since we are tamei mesim, we all come in contact with a dead body, and we haven't had the para aduma for many years, and therefore everybody is not able to eat teruma. Would you be able to use teruma for your Erev Techumen? And the halacha is no, because even though the Mishnah quite emphatically is saying yes, that's because it was fitting for Kohanim. As long as there is a segment of the Jewish people that could eat it legitimately, so then that's fine. But there is no segment nowadays. Even though in theory there might be a segment, but there is no segment, because we're all in contact with each other, and we're all considered to be mason. So you can't use truma. The Mishnah Berurah makes a distinction and says maybe challah, and this is very advanced, but challah actually has different rules, even though it's also a truma. Challah has to do with emission, rather than tamei mase, and therefore a child, before his age of maturity, would be pre that age, and therefore he would be able to eat. So the Mishnah Berurah considers maybe challah. If you don't have any other use for your challah, instead of burning it, you could go ahead perhaps and make, I guess, a matzah out of it and use it for Erev Techum, and according to this Mishnah Berurah, fascinating calculation. Another big discussion, which is helpful in general perspective of kashrus, when a person has a chumrah, astringency. So the Mishnah Berurah asks, would you be able to use chadash for a person who's makpid on yashan?
Chadash.
What do those words mean? So there's a halacha that you're not allowed to use new grain until Pesach comes and the time of the Omer offering is brought. So this time of year, after Pesach, there's no problems, because any grain that's on the market lived through that time period of the Karban on second day Pesach. But when you come to after Sukkot, let's say, when you already get new wheat coming in, or the beginning of the spring season before Pesach actually comes, you could have grain on the market, which is chadash, it's new. If you're makbid on yashan, that it could only be grain that goes through Pesach, which here in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, there are those that are lenient, and that's the common practice, based on Europe, because they physically did not have enough grain, they had to be lenient and follow the more lenient opinions that say that Chadash Yashan is only a din in Eretz Yisrael. So in Chutz La'aretz, some people are makbid, some people are not. Can you use an Erev Techumen of Chadash, matzah, let's say, for a person who's makpid, only to eat yashan, only to eat the old. So the Mishnah Berurah's wording is that it depends. If he's doing it as a chumrah, as a stringency, so then he understands that really it's permitted according to the lenient opinions, and he's fine. But if he's doing it because he really holds, listen, most opinions hold that it's prohibited even outside Eretz Yisrael, and I don't understand all these Jews and what they're doing because really it's prohibited. So if he would be like that, so then you wouldn't be able to use an Erev Tichumen for him using something that he holds is prohibited. To extrapolate from that, what would be with any kashrus item? If a person is not using it because he has an added stringency, let's say it has a perfectly good hashgacha, but it's not from a frum company. It doesn't have an added chassidish hashgacha to it. So he won't use it. But he doesn't hold it's prohibited. So then you could for sure use it for Erev Tichumen, because we're saying you don't have to actually be able to eat it. We just need that it's legitimate food for someone in Klal Yisrael, and he holds it's legitimate food. He would serve it to you without any qualms. He doesn't hold you doing anything wrong. He just has his own thing. But if he holds that it's not permitted, so then it's a whole different game. Because if it's truly prohibited in his mind, then this Mishnah Berurah about Chadash and Yashan would kick in, and he holds it's prohibited. And that could perhaps change whether he can use it for his Erev. Yeshikoach, have a great day.